I'm Dan Clawson, and this is the Zealous Podcast, where everything we do is to inspire and equip the body of Christ for the comprehensive discipleship of the next generations. In this episode, I'm joined by our founder and executive director, David Michael. And what we are really wanting to accomplish in this episode, which is also at the core of the ministry here at True 78, is to cast the vision of families being inspired and equipped for the discipleship of their children so that their children would set their hope in God. We do know, though, however, that this vision is set against really the reality that many parents aren't discipling their children today. Let's listen in for a brief moment to a clip of Timothy Paul Jones, where he outlines three primary reasons parents give as to why they aren't discipling their children.
There's almost this paradoxical relationship going on. On the one hand, parents actually know that they are supposed to be discipling their children. In surveys over and over, more than 90% of parents are fully aware of the fact that they are supposed to be engaged in the discipleship of their children. This, we're talking here about parents who are churched, Bible-believing, church-involved parents. They know this, and so that's a good thing. The other side of it is, though, that parents are tending not to actually do anything about it. That is to say, about a third, anywhere from a third to two-thirds, depending on the context and how you measure it, of parents just aren't discipling their children at all. They're not doing anything at all to engage in the spiritual formation of their children. And so you have this paradoxical thing of they know they're supposed to do it, and yet they aren't actually doing it in many cases. So I spent, in 2011, did a considerable research into the question of if parents know what is it that is going on that causes them not to do it. And here's what we found in that particular round of research, which has been replicated several times in several different contexts since then. And that is that there are three primary factors that parents give that are their reasons why they aren't discipling their children. And those three are telling, training, and time. Telling, what I mean by that is that about 10% or so of parents actually haven't been told by their church at all. The church has never communicated to them, you have a responsibility in the discipleship of your children. The second one is time. They say, we are so busy, we are doing so many activities that we don't have time to participate in the discipleship of our children. And the scary thing about that is, in a significant number of cases, those parents will say, you know what, we're okay with that. We're okay with the fact that we're just in a time right now that we don't have time to disciple our children. And the other one is, and this is the one that's promising, there are a lot of parents that say, I want to do this. I am willing to make the sacrifices for the time. And they say, I need training. I've never been told exactly how to do this. I didn't grow up in a home in which there was any discipleship going on. I've never seen this happen. And over, I hear from parents, I don't know what to do. So I think parents overwhelmingly know they're supposed to. The few don't, but overwhelmingly, they know they're supposed to. And there are parents who were too busy, or they just didn't know how to actually disciple their children. And kind of this is the situation in which we step into now, in which there are significant challenges and significant opportunities in regards to those things.
David, great to have you again on the podcast, sir. Always a gift and a blessing to our listeners.
And always a pleasure for me.
Yes. What are your thoughts on what we just heard Timothy Paul Jones outline?
Well, for sure, as often is the case with Timothy Paul Jones, I resonate a lot with what he has to say there. And it's consistent with my experience interacting with hundreds of parents over the years that the telling, time, and training are all crucial in our understanding of the problem that we're facing in the church. And I think it is also the reason why the church is so utterly important. It is the church that is in a position to tell parents what they need to know and understand about their responsibility. The church is in the perfect position to be able to inspire parents and motivate them to prioritize this, even when they're feeling like they don't have time, helping them try to figure out ways and strategies to make the time for this important responsibility that they have. And then who else is in a better place to do the training and equipping than the church? So amen to what Timothy Paul says there. And also, I think it really is a challenge for the church to step up into this critical role.
Yeah, and it may seem a bit dire at first glance, but it all actually paints quite a positive picture when it comes to the opportunity in front of us as the local body of Christ. And in fact, our mission here at True 78 is to inspire and equip the church and the home for the comprehensive discipleship of the next generation. And we often provide discipleship resources directly to families. And yet, our favorite part of our model is when the families are served through their local church. And in fact, over the past 25 years, and primarily under your leadership, David, and by God's grace, we have seen the fruit of churches investing in the families in their local body, not only with what they do in formal instruction, obviously, but also in how they inspire and equip the parents to disciple at home. Can you share with us just a bit about that partnership between the church and the home?
Sure. That deep sense of need for partnership has grown out of just my own experience serving in the local church in these areas. And I found that the idea of partnering with the home has been a foreign concept, really, for both church leaders and for parents. The thought that the church and the home would partner together for the discipleship of the next generation is not something that's been historically practiced or understood within the church. And so our passion at True 78 is both to inspire the church and the home to step into that partnership and work together for comprehensive discipleship. And that word comprehensive discipleship is another foreign concept in most churches and in many homes. We've taken more of a hit and miss approach in the church and in the home. So our efforts have been not very strategic, I would say, not very intentional. When you're thinking of the first 20 years of a child's life, what is our goal? What is our aim? And what is it that we really want to accomplish with regard to the discipleship of our children? So True 78 exists to try to help clarify what is that aim, that vision, that goal for the first 20 years. And then we want to do all we can to support the church in their efforts to equip the home and to be able to support parents with tools that they need to be able to help them do that.
Yeah, and one of those tools I greatly appreciate, and in a lot of my work in serving the local body, is through your book that you wrote, Zealous, The Seven Commitments for the Discipleship of the Next Generations. And some church leaders or families may be nodding their head right now thinking about, yes, we want to be more strategic. Yes, we want to be more intentional. And we can include this link in the show notes as well. But true78.org/zealous, we make the book Zealous available for free PDF. So no need to purchase anything. And then there's also a great resource that you will find about how to apply those seven commitments in your church and home. And we do truly pray that we are all zealous in our pursuit of the comprehensive discipleship of the next generation. So, David, in your many years of experience and by God's grace, laboring within two local bodies of Christ as a pastor and specifically within this area of ministry, and then the different church partners that you've served and walked alongside of with True 78, can you share some specific examples of what this partnership could look like between the church and the home?
Absolutely. For there to be a partnership between the church and home, it has to begin with a shared plan. The church and the home have to be on the same page in terms of what they're trying to accomplish in the lives of the children and the youth, and agreed on how they're going to get there for that partnership to make any sense. One of the first efforts I made to try to get parents and churches on the same page was to write the book Zealous. Zealous is really not written to promote Truth 78 and our resources. It was written to try to make a biblical case for the responsibilities in the church and in the home for the discipleship of the next generation. And so one of the first places I want to start with teachers that are teaching in the church and with parents who are bringing their children to the church is to put the book Zealous in their hands and say, can we agree that this is what we're trying to accomplish to get everybody on the same page? The curriculum that Truth 78 has is more than just a product that we sell. It really is the expression of our plan, our strategy. So it really grew out of first out of my ministry at Bethlehem, where charged with this responsibility to lead parents and lead the church in the discipleship of the next generation, we sat down and said, well, how are we going to do that? What are we going to teach? When are we going to teach it? How are we going to move our kids along with a scope and sequence? Truth 78 was born out of that passion to do that in my own church. People started asking any way we could use what you're using. And we created at that time, Children Desiring God, to be a mechanism that we could share this curriculum with. So it started as a plan, and that's what it still is today. It's in our mind, our efforts, our strategy for taking the truth that has been entrusted to us and faithfully pass it on to the next generation. There's also what I refer to as the gospel sequence that goes beyond our church curriculum as an effort to try to make sure that as our children are discipled, they're growing in their understanding of what the gospel is. It amazes me how many children can grow up going to church their whole lives and grow up in Christian homes and 20 years later still lack a basic functional understanding of the gospel. And Truth 78 wants to do something about that. So we have a number of resources as well as within our own curriculum, but also different booklets and books that like helping children understand the gospel that we provide so that parents can make sure that at least their children are getting a full and complete understanding of the gospel. Another important part of the discipleship of children is their participation in the worship service. That is a key discipleship strategy that we want parents to understand, churches to understand, that having our children in worship with us is really important. So we wrote a little booklet called Children in the Worship Service as a tool for both church leaders and parents to be able to use and think about how to make the most of the worship service for the discipleship of our children. Bible memory is a thread that runs all through our curriculum and our other resources to saturate the minds of our children in those first 20 years of life with God's word. It's an optimal time that we can begin instilling in them the word of God that they can carry it with them through a lifetime. So the Fighter Verse program and the lesson verses that are in the curriculum. So that would be another supplemental resources that we have that help advance the discipleship efforts. Prayer is another key component of our discipleship efforts in the home and in the church. We've said for years that you can have great curriculum, you can have great tools and resources for discipleship. You have great teachers, you could have great parents, all doing the right thing. But unless God moves on the heart of our children, then all those efforts are in vain. And so prayer, we say, is kind of the engine that drives our discipleship efforts at home and in the church. So we've got tools and resources just to help us pray more effectively and encourage us to pray more consistently for our children. The use of catechisms would be another supplementary resources. Catechisms are a great tool for the discipleship of our children, and we've got some resources there that can help parents with that. Teaching them inductive Bible study, getting those skills. Our curriculum reinforces inductive Bible study, but there are tools that parents can use to help really teach that skill to their children.
And David, when you think about a church's normal cadence or their calendar year, are there specific activities or maybe regular church practices where a church could be really intentional in equipping their families or their volunteers?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the first places I would invest effort would be in, typically, as we're preparing for the Sunday school year, there's a training or orientation time. And I would always take advantage of those opportunities to put resources into the hands of those who are being trained. And so I would make sure everybody teaching had a copy of Zealous and encourage them to read it before they start teaching. Many of the people who are volunteering, it was also good to remember that they're also parents. So when you're challenging them as teachers and leaders, they're also able to make that application at home. Big Bold Biblical Prayers is another tool that I pass out quite regularly to parents and grandparents, but for teachers, for them to really be encouraging them to not just think about their role from Sunday to Sunday, but to also be committed to praying for the next generation that they're impacting. So that would be one. Also, there are different milestone events, we would call them, in the course of a child's life. I mentioned child dedications would be one. And so we have a little booklet called Dedicated to the Lord that we provide for parents at that time. And really, that tool would also be useful if the church has a tradition of baptizing at that age. It really impresses upon parents their responsibility for discipleship. The child's baptism, in our tradition, it's usually older in life, but that is a time that we encourage parents to really check in and just try to discern where their kids are at spiritually. We wrote Established in the Faith to try to help them with that. Their first Sunday, perhaps participating in the worship service. We've got a whole line of resources like church notebooks that would be good tools to be able to give to parents and kids at that time. And then also with the curriculum itself, we have about 9, I believe, companion books. And these are very thin books called in the Making Him Known series, God's Promises, God's Names, God's Gospel, several of those. And we give those to parents of the children who are in the particular study. So if a child's studying Promises of God on Sunday morning, we give the parents of those children a copy of the Making Him Known book that they can use to really reinforce the same truth at home. So all to say, Sunday school and that whole structure is an opportunity to put tools in the hands of parents. Also, men's gatherings, women's gatherings, gatherings of grandparents. I've used a number of resources to put into their hands, mothers, disciplers of the next generation. There's another resource called Praying for the Next Generation, Fighter Verses, a number of those. And then holidays present another great opportunity. Every Easter in the churches where I've served, we take advantage of the number of guests, many of them unbelieving families who would come to church, and we would try to present all the children with a special book. We have got a couple books that are very appropriate for giving to either church families or to visiting families at those special times of year, like Easter and Christmas. And then maybe the last one I'll mention is we would encourage backyard Bible clubs, or in other churches, they have VBS. And there are resources that we can offer families or for the children to take home that would reinforce the truths that they've been learning during the week. And maybe one last thing is our church bookstore and library is a great place to put a number of these resources and to make them available to homes of those who are discipling their children at church.
I think that just goes to show there really are just so many opportunities for the body of Christ, the church, to equip their families in this work of discipling our children and the comprehensive discipleship of the children, and to invest in the equipping of their parents towards that end. And it's actually our model as a ministry. That's how we serve the local body of Christ. We strongly encourage churches to make that investment. And of course, in the spiritual equipping of the saints, the parents and families, but also the physical equipping as well with resources, many of which you've mentioned. And we consider it a great joy to serve the church with those resources so that they can then serve and equip their families with them. And just recently, because of this and these convictions, we launched a church discount program, which offers a 40% off bulk purchases of a majority of our books and booklets. And this is a free program. It's literally a free discount program for the local body of Christ. And it's available at true78.org/church-discount. That link is also in the show notes. And please, listeners, feel free to share that far and wide. You'll find a form there at that link to fill out, so the discounts automatically apply. Applies to discipleship books, devotionals, children's books, and actually one, as you were going through those list of opportunities to bridge that gap between church and the home, one resource, David, that actually you wrote with Sally and Jill, I believe, was helping children to understand the gospel. And we provide that booklet at our church where I serve as an elder. And I'm one of the portions of that I think is especially helpful to our families is it breaks down basically the ages and stages for children in discipleship. Talks about the discovering stage, the discerning stage, deciding stage, and discipleship stage. And that resource in particular has been an immense blessing to our local body. So, David, when you think about all these resources available through True 78, is there a specific resource you think about that's focused on discipleship in the home that you think would be especially fruitful for churches and families to consider?
Certainly, for sure. More Than a Story would be probably the top of the list for me because that resource was created to do at home what we're trying to do at church through our curriculum. It takes all of that curriculum and condenses it down into these two volumes, and it's really our most comprehensive and most substantial resource for equipping the next generation from your kitchen or dining room table. And so this book captures all the key doctrinal, theological themes that we're trying to emphasize within our curriculum. It gives to our children an overview of the entire scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. They would understand God's revelation in the chronological way in which it was revealed. And it's very, very accessible. It's the kind of thing that a parent could do for a family devotional time. And in fact, Sally, who wrote the book or the series, told me that if a family could go through that book three times in the first two decades of a child's life, they would leave home or go out into the world with a very robust understanding of God's word, who God is, who they are in relationship with God, the crucial doctrinal themes that they need to understand. So we're real eager to see the church put that resource into the hands of every family that has children growing up in their homes. So if I had to pick one, that would be the one that I would pick and really encourage families to take advantage of that.
Yes, and I would agree as well. And like many of our podcasts, we run short on time and have much, much more that can be said. Yet we entrust that to the Lord. And friends, we thank you for your time with us today as we talk about fostering this robust partnership between the church and the home, and specifically how the local body of Christ can equip the home in the comprehensive discipleship of the next generation. And once again, if you would like to take advantage of our church discount program or share it with your church leaders or other friends, you can find that at truth78.org/church-discount, or that link is also in the show notes for this podcast. And as we always close, now, may the Lord grant us to be zealous together, that the next generations may know, honor, and treasure God, setting their hope in Christ alone, so that they will live as faithful disciples for the glory of God.